The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holla at me. I got the sea moss pills, I got the sea moss gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth over destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
That's the other brother from Hercules. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dark skin Hercules, one of the Alexi Hercules.
They stay like dark skin Hercules.
That's hilarious.
Hey, yo.
Holy shit.
Alright, yo, we back. We back, y'all.
We back, man.
We back, we back. Word. It's only been a minute, for real. For real. Right. I know they was waiting. They was waiting. I know motherfuckers was coming to. You heard anybody ask you about the podcast?
Nah, people did ask me what happened.
Early on, you know what I'm saying? When niggas stopped doing it early on, niggas definitely asked. But ain't had nobody ask in a minute. I need to bring that shit back to
right, start asking. Question.
Oh, man.
That's why we here, niggas.
Alright, so how y'all feeling about this new music that we got this week? Anybody heard anything?
Man. New Khaled album.
First and foremost, rest in peace to the late great Kobe Bryant.
It's
fucked up what they did to Biggie Smalls, man. The niggas should get shot 2 times. Nah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Oh, can't disrespect the martyrs of hip hop and basketball. It's all culture.
Out of pocket.
Like, they made sacrifices so other people was able to do other shit. So, but, like, it's only right that you pay homage. But I think it's just the age gap. Like, that's what it is, bro. Like, our generation is more respected than, like, memorial, grave, shit like that. This new generation, they like mocking people, dead homies.
Yeah.
That's a game that you can't play with. Like,
you can't take that shit.
You know how many fights I got
taken back?
You know
once it's said, it's said.
Yeah, it's
so they was punching on your ship, you said they dead folks
not,
back in the day.
That's what I'm about to say. You know what I'm
saying? 10 years ago.
You said my dead folks, nigga, we fighting.
It was up.
Everything is shot value now. Everything is shot value. Niggas saying stuff to be shocking. Oh, he said that? Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be the most wild nigga. Say some wild shit.
That's just stupid.
Man.
But
what's about this Khaled album? Y'all like that shit though?
Let me tell you what track so far, I'm 4 songs in.
I say he finished strong. I give him that.
I like the song God did, the one with Ross Wayne, Jay-Z,
uplifting,
John Legend.
Uplifting music.
Yeah, I think it was dope. I think he was trying to get back from.
I was laughing at first.
From that loss with Tyler the Creator.
I was laughing at first, but
even though he still
ain't. Yeah, it wasn't really like a loss.
The same with the Migos track.
Party
all the time.
That shit hard.
No, I laughed because it was Eddie Murphy's song.
Yeah, but that shit hard though.
But they flipped that shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie, every sample that I heard on here, that niggas flipped, shit was different. Like I also like the shit with Future and SZA. I feel like that one was dope.
Yeah,
it's called Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I didn't listen to it. All
right.
I got 4 songs.
That shit hit.
Got the song with Gunna and them. That shit was hard too.
Yeah, nah, it's a
only thing I would say, majority of them songs was short as hell.
But that's a new that's a new market now. Everybody trying to make songs that's like TikTok clip and Instagram clips. Like people, that would be people's whole songs. When you hear people play them clips and them videos, it would be like 1 minute long, a minute 30, that'd be a whole song.
I just hate
it. It don't be like no other verse or nothing. It just literally be a hard ass beat. A nigga might rap off like 12 bars. Nigga,
he took that whole fucking little Drake little snippet at the beginning and said it was a song.
Right. That shit was like a minute and a change.
Yo, and the Jadakiss shit too at the end of it.
That shit was wild though.
He did a whole song. I ain't gonna lie. That was the intro to the song.
I low key wanted to skip to that shit because I had a feeling from the last dope interlude from, I think it was the, I forgot the name of which album it was, but it was the DJ Khaled album. He had that Nas interlude.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's called Nas Album Done.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Major Keys.
But, like, I feel like Khaled albums is always fire because he knows how to basically, like, orchestrate songs. And like, in this time, I would say his albums remind me of the old, like, DJ Clue albums. And like old Funkmaster Flex album and DJ Kool album, where they get all the hottest artists all across the board to do songs together, and basically, you know, people that you probably never think to hear on a song together, they put together and mash it up dope. Yeah. Like, and the production be fire. Like,
I just hate when you go on TikTok and you hear a song that sound fire, but then you listen to the song and the song is ass.
Cause they play the best part of the song.
They
play the best part of the song.
Basically.
But it's still count though.
Yeah. That's all it is kind of is marketing and spending. Man, it's the only play that shit.
I feel like I knew this new music was doing when I asked young niggas like, how do they rate music? And they said that they don't rate music off of lyrics. They don't rate music off of content. They rate it off of a vibe.
Yes.
Everything now is a vibe. So if it's a certain tone, it's a certain pitch, it's a certain
wave. You can scream. That's what them young niggas mean when they say music that moves. Like that music moves.
They just want to feel a certain type of energy. That's all.
Yes. But if all the music that we're listening to is not like empowering,
but you got to think
in the right direction.
You got to think of that's what that's what I mean. That's you got to think about it this way though. Music is gonna move you no matter what. It's a vibration.
That's something you can't avoid.
Exactly. So when you deal with vibes and human beings, we're automatically in tune with that. So if you feel the type of way, you play a love song, it's gonna pull at your heartstrings.
That's a fact.
So if you mad or whatever, you play some drill music.
I don't know. When I listen to Styles P, I wanna kill people.
I mean, that's Styles P. What you mean?
That's it. Styles P could get knowledge and drop some jewels.
Nah,
you want to hustle.
Absolutely.
You feel me? Or you make you want to throw nigga.
I mean, he can make you think you crazy. It's not. Said his night talk.
Majority of Styles P music is killing niggas.
Nah, not really.
We're talking early Styles, like mixtape era Styles. Maybe, but like, if you listen to more, even now, a lot of shit he do,
when you talking gangster and gentleman styles, that wasn't all murder.
Nah, it really wasn't at all. It
like dropping jewels.
Yeah, I think that's what makes Styles to me.
He's
like
lyricist.
Facts. But I know most people will probably say Jada is the most commercial.
No. Most
but I, nah, I look at Styles as the most consistent.
The most consistent.
He's the most consistent. Also, I feel like he's the most versatile one out of
them. Yeah, nah, absolutely.
He takes those chances and give you them albums, concept albums.
Yeah.
He give you collab albums. Like, I feel like he's more in tune with the music than everybody else. Like, he legitimately makes music. Like,
honest.
He puts some shit out on SoundCloud that people, unless you follow him on SoundCloud, you're not going to hear that shit. But like, he literally puts out music for all his fans. That's why I fuck Styles is dope.
Because he'll
put out some throwback shit. He'll drop some throwback shit. Then he'll do some new freestyles. He's staying relevant by doing freestyles. And a lot of people might not be checking for him, but he's still doing it.
His core
fan base is checking for him.
I like the music that Fabulous and Dave East been putting out lately.
They got a super group together.
They got a new song out right now. It's called Rich Hustle. That shit fire. It's Fab and Jim Jones and shit hard. It's hard. Did a video on Harlem.
Lobby Boys is Mano and Jim Jones. So as far as DJs, Lobby Boys albums actually fire. That's some dope production. If we talk about great, like dope DJs, if we do, if because they were talking about it now recently, whatever. DJ Drama versus Khaled. Who you gonna pick?
I mean, just straight songs.
I'm picking Drama. I'm not gonna hold it.
Nah, see, but it depends on what kind of DJ battle we talking. Now, if them niggas gonna sit there at a desk, or they gonna have another DJ playing for it, I don't consider that DJing. Right. If you saying it's a DJ battle and they playing their hits, I want to see them niggas actually rocking out on some type of turntable, some type of.
Khaled ain't doing that.
That's not a real
Khaled's
DJ
battle.
Khaled
not doing
that. Khaled ain't doing that.
If they just doing a hits battle, I feel like Khaled will watch Drama only for the simple fact.
And I don't think
he got the song.
I don't think he'll wash him. It'll be a dog fight.
But the only thing that can really save DJ Drama, like honestly, if fucking with a nigga like Khaled, he's gonna have to go in the gangster grill bag.
Yeah, gangster grill.
If he can't go in that gangster grill bag, he's gonna get smoked, bro.
I'm gonna put it like this.
Yeah, that's a gangster grill.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If he can't use the Gangsta Grill and mixtape catalog, his album catalog it pales in comparison to Khaled. Khaled got like what? This is 13 albums, bro.
But we took.
I'm not gonna like this.
We not talking about. I'm just saying as far as DJing.
But I mean, that's what I'm saying.
DJ Khaled gonna drop that.
DJ.
We taking over. Hey,
don't ever
take
that.
Yo,
we Khaled made
Khaled
over.
Khaled
made
Khaled
over.
Khaled
made
Khaled over.
Khaled
made
Khaled
over. Khaled made Khaled over.
Khaled made Khaled over. Khaled made Khaled over. Khaled made Khaled
He got too many anthems. He got Go Hard. He got All I Do Is Win. He got
He didn't even write he didn't even write
Stay Scheming.
What you call it? Neither.
That's not DJ Khaled's song.
What? Stay Scheming.
That's not. He ain't write All I Do Is Win.
Either. Oh no, I'm getting so
T-Pain. T-Pain wrote that.
If I'm being honest, Khaled got hits.
Nah, he
Drama got classics.
But that's how I feel. Drama got classic. If you that's you got to think about it this way now though, it's the way the time is now.
Yo, we gotta keep this calendar. This is a freestyle.
Drama been so relevant because he was doing a whole bunch of mixtapes,
bro.
Fed stop the nigga from doing mixtapes.
Honestly speaking, bro, I feel like DJ Drama is better off going against somebody like DJ Clue.
For the simple fact.
That's more the same genre. Right. Like they're both prominent. Now they literally were like talent breaking
street DJs.
DJs that had their ear to the street that was looking for the newest talent, the newest spitter. They put them on a mixtape to let them hear them before the industry basically
died. Right.
Like them fucking Desert Storm shits back in the day with Fab, Paul Kane,
that's
the only thing that fuck with a gangsta grill, some shit like that.
Yeah, that shit would hold.
Because that's basically the what basically created the format for gangsta grill. Even though they probably was out around the same time, Kool was basically doing that.
Kool was the blueprint, bro.
Kool took it and went commercial with it.
Yeah. Right.
Because he took it to the radio station.
He was the first nigga to
up. And he started having, but he had industry motherfuckers on his shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It wasn't like
Drama took it to the individual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He took it to the individual artist and did motherfucking personals.
Right.
Once he started doing the personals, it got personal.
Fab said, really was all Drama for. I had the mixtape right.
Gangsta grill, she passed it.
First off, rest in peace to the competition. Just the dedications, bro.
Dedication. But this is what I'm saying though. If we're talking about his gangster grill shit, the shit that he did, even that
mixtape.
You talking about dedication mixtapes?
Classics.
Not all, but we're gonna talk about the ones in the beginning.
But a lot of Gangsta Grill mixtapes are classics.
That's what I'm saying.
They're classics.
Snowman, Jeezy. Like, everything he did was Jeezy.
Yeah, so it was like, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't be, I wouldn't say he had washed, but it would be a dog fight.
I ain't gonna lie. I kinda lost a little bit of. I get it, it's creativity, it's art in a way, but I kind of feel like Drama kind of tainted his brand. It might have been a big bag, but I feel like he kind of tainted his brand doing that Tyler, the Creator
album.
Because, I mean, like, if you go down Drama's, like, and I fuck with Tyler, the Creator music, don't get me wrong.
I think Tyler, the Creator album, last album was dope. But I didn't know it was him.
The content was a little questionable. I feel like
that was the bag,
he was offensive language, good brother. You gotta, you know,
talking about the
parameters.
Some colors.
You gotta be smart. Yeah. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You can't just be, you know what I'm saying, blur stuff like that out. But what I'm saying is, you're gonna get us canceled before we even start. Like, real talk. Like, I felt like that mixtape was a little bit out of his, like, range, kind of, and it kind of tainted him. It made him look like he'll do anything for money, in my opinion. Because, I mean, that's the game. It's a hustle. But
think about it.
It's like, if I was, like, you know what I mean, like somebody with that type of reputation of making a certain level of type of product, I wouldn't want to taint my legacy by doing something like that.
But do you? But look at the. But look at him. Look at him where he is level wise.
Right.
Do you mind? Who else do you go to?
Who else is gonna come
who's
with that
coming
bag?
To you
yeah,
like that?
That
anybody else coming to him like that?
I don't care what y'all say. I'm not doing no LGBT for free shit. It ain't happening. Me and T to know. That's I'm not. That really wasn't the subject matter. Really, it was just more so we talking about. If you have a certain brand or you have a certain
his whole catalog as far as mixing wise or street shit,
right.
Like, it wasn't nothing really too industry, it wasn't
it's like
really,
a reputation, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Dr. Dre does a song with Lil Nas X, niggas gonna be like, you know what I'm saying, that's cool for the culture, but is that really going to represent Dr. Dre's brand or type of music that you know?
If they give you your publishers, you might take it, bro.
I'm saying, it might be a banger, you never know, but... Right. It's just like, all right, well, certain people have a pantheon or they have a certain catalog of work and it all goes in one direction. When you just do something that doesn't go in that direction and it doesn't go in your repertoire or your, you know what I mean, the shit that you normally do, it throws it off.
It kind of, can you define pantheon, please?
You got a smartphone?
It ain't smart right now.
He said it ain't smart.
You got smart right now because you don't want to use your phone.
Google. Use your Googles.
You got Siri. You got Google. You got
this. Listen, he got a shirt with fake money on it. He ain't
using it. I told him if you try to go to bankroll with that shit, they're going to deny it.
He said
it. Make irresponsible choices with fake money.
He said he go to the club and give them money. He's going to check his money. With that shirt on.
Nah, but yeah, I also listened to that new Jid album. I don't know if y'all familiar with Jid. That's J. Cole artist. I feel like he's dope. I feel like he's underrated. But I feel like everybody's not gonna fuck with him because some of his songs are a little like out there a little bit. But lyrically, he's fire. Flow wise, he can rap his ass off. He can go Bone Thug and Mos Def on the same track. And he do got a track on here with Mos Def. That's fire.
Stars was fire.
He got a track with Wayne on there. That's crazy. The shit with him, 21 Savage is crazy. With the same sample that I use, the Mos Def and his Fat Booty joint.
Okay.
Yeah. Aretha Franklin shit. I fuck with Jid catalog. I feel like he got a solid catalog, but I feel like everybody not gonna fuck with it because it's more. It's conscious, but it's conscious music, but some of his shit has a bop to it, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can bop to his shit. Like, his albums, he make good albums.
Jay got a mix to him. He's a hood nigga with a conscious soul. He's a hood with a conscious soul.
He got his own project. You know what I mean? J. Cole is setting up all of them like that.
Nah, word.
He's setting all of them up like that. What's the group that's...
Earth Gang.
Earth Gang.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They all had that...
They got, honestly, I feel like they're like this era's native tongue.
Yeah, like they got a native
tongue.
They got
a native tongue type of vibe, like how they had Tribe, De La, they all come together. So basically, because you got Boz, he's dope, but he got like a conscious vibe, but he can make some dope club records. You got Jid, he's like a wild card because he can rap crazy fast. He can do some thought-provoking shit, like he got songs that make you think or shit like
and his delivery, about his vocab.
Witty as hell with his shit, like the shit fire. Then you got Luke. Luke is fire too, but a lot of people probably don't listen to Luke because he more underground.
Goldmouth Deluxe was fire.
Like, no lie, like the Revenge of the Dreamer tapes, them shits be hard.
That's the last one was dope.
Yeah, like Cole be on all from them shits, bro. Yeah, like
I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like he's Dreamville's really trying to have a dream team.
It's like how Kendrick came out swinging, but now it's PG Lang.
Like he's talking.
You talking about Kendrick is PG Lang? He not on TDE.
But that's the same thing he was saying.
Yeah, yeah. But the Black Pimpin' when he first came out.
If you look at TDE's all their first artists, they do albums. And some of them, one even say.
Darce can do name.
Which one?
J-Rock.
Ooh,
J-Rock was the first one to get signed. Cause he been throwing teasers out there that he's supposed to be dropping a new album. I feel like he made fire albums. Yeah, yeah. I feel like out of TDE, other than Kendrick, he got the most consistent catalog. Solo is dope, he don't have as much versatility. It's like if you're a fan of Absol, you're a fan of Absol, but Absol is not gonna grab.
He's not for the masses.
Absol is super conscious. Like he's an acquired taste.
Super conscious.
Like exactly if you get it.
Like he's gonna make you go look up.
He's gonna make you open the dictionary. I think he had to read about pineal gland.
If he's not gonna think twice about making.
Right, if he was around the time with Wu Tang and Tribe and whatever, he'd have last either.
Right, he got more of a nostalgic feel. Yeah, like he's like a more of a like Joey Badass.
Yeah, you know? Like they all have their own pocket, their own fan base. 2000
yo, I'm not gonna lie.
2000 was low.
I got a lot. Yo, kill that, bro. I had a lot of people that was friendly.
Motherfucker didn't even crawl on you. I just started talking about music. Speaking of new albums, anybody heard that new game? I started it, and I was liking it. That joint where he got 30 tracks, that Start from Scratch 2, bro, that shit fire, bro.
He got the Getaway sample.
With Barry, I got a session, bro.
He got some shit called Chrome Thugs and Harmony with G Herbo on that shit. But he sampled that. It's the Thuggish Brothers, bro. Yo, everything that he sampled was hard. He got a
crazy
shit.
Everything he did was.
The first two tracks were fire because the first track got Ice-T on it and the second track got Kanye with the Eazy-E sample. The Eazy shit, of course. He got another joint with Twista on that shit. That shit's stupid.
He did this nigga shit that was in jail.
Which one?
That I'm.
Oh yeah, yeah. I heard that
He took that shit, kept him on it too. Put him on the hook.
He put him on the song.
Did the beat? Finished the beat.
Yeah, he listed as killed it. He listed as a feature on there, so I'm pretty sure he got a bag.
Yeah, hell yeah, definitely got a bag.
He had to line him up.
My only gripe is, I'm a big fan of Game. I've been a fan of Game since
he has consistency as far as album wise.
Oh, no, he pieces together.
I think my three or four favorite albums of his though probably is Documentary. I love Jesus Piece. Jesus Piece is probably one of my favorite Game albums.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the other one that I like.
You home that shit heavy, please.
Not LA Confidential. I think it was the second album. What's the second
album? The Doctor's Advocate
was hard.
Oh, the one with the Isaac Hayes sample.
Yeah. I think he's dope. I think he's just extremely weird.
He goes to the extreme with everything.
He made a chick do the bottom pair of Balenciaga sneakers. So he was in the mall.
Go in the garbage. See the check. He said, thing
he said, what would you do for sign from brother? You say you like Balenciaga?
Go in the garbage and eat the first thing that's edible. And you can get anything you want out of the Balenciaga store.
That's some weird shit.
She went to Dunkin' Donuts and took us juice that she didn't know who had it. Took the towel and drunk drinking that shit. Hey, yo.
And he was like, all right, come on. And they really went in the store.
That's on her.
I mean, yo, it's all her,
but what's sick motherfucker really think about that? For real.
I feel like it's really showing that people do anything.
He probably is the worst. Why you gonna send that?
The viral moment, what? People bite. They bite at the bait.
He's smart at that.
They bite at the bait.
That's what
he said. He
just dropped the album. This is what
But of all the things you do, why do that though?
Because you get that shit from
white. And belittle a white bitch on camera.
Oh, all right. It was a white bitch? Never mind.
Okay.
They said never mind. Damn. I'm going to put that over there. Look, like I said, this is.
Alright, so if it was a queen, y'all would have fucked different.
Oh, now if it was a queen, absolutely.
I'm absolutely going
to so how do you feel about Shorty name that screwed her tooth out?
Krishan.
She should be a blue face in the first place.
Listen.
Bro, that woman was close to being an Olympian.
Nah, she really was, though.
That wasn't blue face fault, though.
Son.
She got crazy before Blueface. They got a whole video
of her running track, bro. She burned it.
Bro, I seen a video of her on American Ninja Warrior on fucking TV.
Yo, bro.
She was on American Ninja Warrior.
It happens to worst people, bro.
Nah, it really does. It does.
Yeah, Sean had it. She started wilding. She probably got too much fame too fast.
Nah, she got depressed as a motherfucker. Wasn't she homeless at one point?
Probably was.
I think so.
Either way, she somebody gave her way out through this shit, and now she hanging on.
Right. All I'm saying is Blueface ain't make that shit no better.
Blueface only know what Blueface do.
Yo, he told on the video. He said what I'm gonna do. He said all you gonna do is he said I'm gonna come back and you gonna hug me and whatever, and then you gonna go straight to it. She was like, but you keep taking advantage. She was like, man. He was like, no, you acting drunk. But it's just constantly just seeing.
I feel like he's getting entertainment out of it.
No, he's most definitely getting entertainment.
Yeah,
he's
been around. He's just doing the most Blueface
entertaining thing I've seen is when she took her tooth back out.
Yeah, and they said, "Where the fuck is my tooth?"
No. When she posted a picture with out with somebody or whatever, and she was like, oh, bitch, you get a new tooth, whatever, and start acting up. And she was like, oh, I take my tooth out, you take me back. And she
took it out. She's willingly
devaluing herself for this nigga.
And what was the root of this, KF? Because you bring it up.
We're talking about the situation. People degrading themselves for gains in some form.
That's
so we started talking about gains.
No, but that's a good point. That is degrading to the motherfucker.
Right. That's her.
Like me personally, if I was her father or brother or some shit, I'd probably fuck Blueface up.
She probably burned her bridges over this nigga. Girls do it all the time.
No, you really
that's see it. We see it around the way. These girls ain't no.
I tell my female cousins all the time, like, yo, if you
it's got money, that's it.
Like, if you fuck with your nigga and he do something to you, don't call me if you gonna be back with that nigga tomorrow. I'm not gonna be beefing with this nigga because he put his hands on you or he did some fuck shit, and then you gonna be laying up in the bed with this nigga and me and this nigga beefing or he shoot me or kill me.
You gotta think about it. 100% of beef that goes on
is over women.
It's over women, bro.
That's a fact.
And it's not even just on some shit like, oh, a nigga did something or a nigga purposely violated or whatever.
I would be
violated. It's on some shit like
something happened, an argument happened, I'm going to get my brother.
It could be the pettiness of a female.
Right.
That's leads it. Into this shit.
But that's what I'm saying. And then a nigga not thinking, he just going up there.
Oh, in defense of
his sister not thinking because
he end up in the
grave. Because we already know how women are.
Because our first instinct is to be protectors.
Yeah. Which is not a problem, but at the same time, we can't. This is. We're protective, but not to fucking shield.
All right, I'm gonna start shooting.
Like, I'm your protector, I'm not your shield.
You got some pink salt and shit,
like, I'm gonna protect you no matter what, but for you to take whatever blow that's supposed to be coming your way because it's for you, that's not what I'm here for.
No, not at all.
Niggas don't be coming in. Niggas just be running in the fire. It's the only thing about
what's going on. Yeah, like, that's not, nah.
Over he said shit.
But the greater, I think, anybody degraded themselves for anything in any form of fashion, I think it's
the definition.
When you put that, you put a price on yourself.
That's it.
You put a price on yourself.
You got to take accountability, but at the same time, like, you got to take accountability if you're quality chasing.
You definitely do. Like, if you put a price on yourself, it's hard not to really do what it is for that,
right.
That
price. You better start your price off high as hell.
Shit. Yeah. All prices are maintainable. Niggas think their price is high and it'll be high.
At the peak,
they really be low ballers because they never had.
That's where it is. You better start high because it ain't going to get no better.
You got to have
to value yourself. And if it does, you like
but that's what I was getting at.
That's one in a million.
Yeah. Like you upgrade.
The more skills you have, the more experience, the more places you've been, the more people you have connections to. This is all increases your value. Because, you know what I'm saying? Basically,
because today's society.
I've been around
40 plus. Bro, I done seen my fucking artists come into the game, fucking get a deal. Back then, getting a deal was a big thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They get a deal, they get a car, might get a crib, and they broke on a low. You don't know it, but they, you know what I mean? They getting their little bags here and there performing. But they ain't getting it how niggas is now.
Right.
The motherfuckers that's getting the bag now, they getting $1 million deals. Big shit.
Because technically you don't need the record company.
You really don't.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a lot of motherfuckers going independent getting a
distribution deal. But you see the same shit coming from these.
Yo, this nigga
You know how many motherfuckers back then was saying, oh, fuck the labels. And they still saying it now.
Yeah. Those nigga Cam said he sold when he was young.
He sold his publishing.
He sold 60% of his publishing.
50%
of his publishing.
But he got back up.
To get a Benz though.
And got it back.
But just think about right now in the aspect of publishing.
It was only 80 Benz. He said it was only, back then it was only 80 Benz. 80 back then. Imagine how much it was. Imagine how much he had to pay to get it back then.
No, but imagine
the revenue they looked up.
All for him.
He put the work in that motherfucking shit longevity wise.
Absolutely.
Longevity wise, it was going to pay off. Because it's catalog.
This catalog
is crazy.
That's catalog really makes your publishing.
That's when he first came out. His catalog was crazy.
I think one of Cameron's hardest two albums is Purple Haze and Come Home With Me. Come Home With Me was different. Like,
Confessions of Fire was actually kind of low key.
That was more raw though. Yeah, I feel like when Cam got polished and he really started like going crazy.
Come Home With Me is his best album.
Come Home With Me started going crazy, and then Purple Haze, he started fucking with Kanye and all different producers. Yeah. He started going ape shit. Like, Come Home With Me is a crazy album. Like, it's literally every type of song on it, bro.
Literally, Come Home With Me is probably my favorite Cameron album, bar none.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit when I first heard that, it's on Fire Tonight skit.
Yeah,
that shit right there, bro, that shit is legendary, bro. You know what I'm talking about, the shit with Freaky Zeke?
Yeah.
He talking about he got burnt and shit.
Oh, yeah.
That shit
hilarious.
Legendary, bro.
That shit can't put
that on your mother. The sad part about that was we was kids listening to
it. Listen, see?
Bro, I was really a kid listening to Santana's Town, listening to Freaky Zeke.
Then the kids listening to Spin. Spin, spin. shoot an op, spin.
But think about it this way, though. Think about what they were talking about back then compared to what they were talking about the same shit back then. They just
it was a different way.
It was more subtle.
It was because it was an art of being subtle.
Right.
It was more subtle.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was more so like they was talking like you saying go back the whole style. Right.
But they
shit.
Still saying they still trying to find
Yo, you know when I was younger,
Dirt, SP,
Yo, growing up listening to like Little Kim and shit like that, yo, my mom's funny was funny as hell. She always used to say that she was like from the era and the evolution of how music just got more and more raunchy. Mm-hmm. In the 90s and early 2000s, music was raunchy. But she was like, pretty soon they was gonna make a song just saying like exactly like you got you always had songs talking about, you know, different things, sexual hair, different things like that.
Pussy.
It was songs that it was like Isley Brothers, like we talking about in between the sheets. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like lyrical wordplay, like seduction.
Right.
It was more like
it was more aggressive, but it was fast.
Everything now is just straight to the point because everybody wanted to really grab
the songs back in the day. They had
Lost
and
Turned Out was about prostitution, but not just that. But not just that, bro. It's not about niggas just trying to get to the point. Some of these motherfuckers is less educated. I'm not even gonna lie. They don't want to learn.
That's a fact.
They don't want to learn.
But it's basically
that's ignorance.
Everybody's going by. That's what ignorance is. It's a microwave generation. People are seeing literally people like before people say overnight success because people didn't know who people were and they got signed.
That's a fact.
But a lot of artists in the game that was pushing, grinding, like the Nipseys, God bless the dead, Mac Miller's, Wiz, like a lot of them. They all was like basically Joey Badass. Like they came at a time where rap was kind of like. Changing
limbo,
and it was because everything was on the internet.
What was the new wave? Was
right,
something.
Yeah, right.
Everybody
right.
got tired of hearing this whole crunk, the old shit.
Yo, I'll be honest with you, bro. I knew music was going downhill, and no disrespect, I respect everything they Camp did and what they did. Once Chief Keef came out. And that's why niggas give him his credit. Like, I feel like he really is the creator, like the godfather of mumble rap, bro. Because once he started rapping like that, once Chief Keef started rapping like that, bro, everybody started rapping like that, bro. Like, literally.
The godfather of mumble rap, though.
Bro, he had dudes from New York not sounding like they were from New York. Niggas from New York wanted to sound like Chicago, bro. And that's how basically this drill shit kind of popped off. It started off with the mumble rap, and then from the mumble rap, it just got even lazier to the point where niggas just like, bow.
But the drill rap,
I'ma shoot you, I'ma kill you, I'ma do this.
The drill rap started with the nigga King Luke. Like, the nigga King
Luke. But it's a Chicago thing.
It is.
It's a Chicago thing. That's a fact.
I feel like New York drill is like a
Chicago drill, but.
No, he coined the term. He coined the term. King Louie coined that term.
Yeah.
Drill music, he coined that term.
When I heard that song, Bitches Love Sosa, bro, and I was listening to like
that was super.
And I'm like, yo, I said if this is the next level of music,
I heard that shit. I'm like, this
it's only going to evolve even worse.
Even the music,
the production, the vibe, the niggas that watched that shit.
Was like, yo, where this born? I want that shit.
That's
look
all it is.
Shit. But niggas
but,
got their guns. Niggas
but not for nothing.
Turned up.
The video was just as retarded as the song.
Right.
Like,
bro,
the nigga was just in his living room
with New York, Chicago, drill.
With his jean jacket like, on, with no shirt,
rock, and white
pants. Coming out, bro.
Guns and all those niggas. Everybody looked fucked up.
Chicago drill.
Smoked out.
Was punk rock to white people.
Hell.
Chicago drill was just, that's what it is, bro. Well, now punk rock came out for white people, nobody understood that shit. That shit was wild, it was nasty, just do whatever the fuck they want to do. That's what Chicago drill is for white people.
I'm gonna keep it a buck.
In like, a way, if you think like
it's rock and roll. We don't like that shit because you don't come up off that shit, dude. We still
no,
on the old shit, the old rhythm and blues shit. Them niggas is new. They come out wild and we shooting niggas. We got the same shit. We saying the same shit over and over again. That's what punk rock was. All they did was fucking be against the establishment. And that's what Chicago drill is. Against the establishment and total chaos.
And destruction.
But think about it.
And you, my friend, have growth over destruction.
I'm not a key fan when it comes to Dirt, Herbo,
Herbo is different.
Herbo, like Herbo's.
I don't classify him as a Chicago drill rapper.
But he is a Chicago drill rapper. He came up in Chicago. That's how he started though.
Yeah, that's how he started. But
he evolved.
He evolved. Yeah,
he evolved. Dirk evolved.
He's one of the niggas that progressed.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But their roots, still come back to drill.
A good artist is always gonna show growth.
Yeah,
right. And they
And then he surrounds people with the people to help him grow.
I ain't gonna block.
He made the fad.
And that Chief era, I never thought Lil Durk would blossom until when he blossomed into me.
Durk being this big? No. Not being this big.
Well, you got right
now. Who
Who you saw to Durk?
Who Durk?
300, right?
Yeah, but like he saw other people. He ain't just
signed Durk. No.
He not in the 360, you know?
Durk is signed to fucking.
I want
to
say it's not Atlantic, right? It's not Atlantic.
What major label he saw to?
I know
he got a mean team on him because him and French on the same label.
I'm about to find out right now.
Who, French?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
If him and French on the same label.
Oh, didn't French Montana sign him at one point?
To Coke Boys?
No, that's when he first came into the game.
Yeah.
When he first came in.
Who French signed to?
French signed him.
He probably still signed him.
Signed him Bad Boy.
French signed him Bad Boy.
Probably,
but he got a 19.
Universal.
All right. So from his last album is Alamo Records LLC. And Sony Music.
Sony's independent. Sony put that money on him. He got a mean team. Alamo is just like, think about it.
Think about it. No matter. He doesn't really have to do an album. He could do a feature, and niggas is stream his feature. Niggas is streaming a song just for his feature.
Yeah,
bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't know who the fuck 42 Doug was until I heard that verse on 42 Doug's song Free Reek. I ain't know who the fuck 42 Doug was. I ain't really fucking care.
Yeah,
but that third verse different.
For the young niggas, if you want to hate, you gotta let Drake get in that shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dirk and Drake, if you want,
Drake is for anybody.
Drake is for everybody. The Kendrick album,
mm-hmm.
I was a little skeptical when I saw it.
Because he was a narrator.
I'm like, Kendrick and Kodak, Silent Hill, what the fuck is this about to be?
Multiple tracks.
My
favorite track of Kodak on it is a Silent Hill, though.
Yeah, nah, that's Silent Hill. That shit
is a vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Like, just saying.
That interlude with him
was top tier. That's his motherfucking...
You gotta realize
we do.
Everything is about marketing. So the fact that they like I just said with Dirk, all they gotta do they stream the whole entire album just to listen to his verse, whatever verse he's on.
Right.
They gonna and then if they make a video of it,
mm-hmm.
and niggas decode what the hell he's saying in the video
or his hand movements.
They gonna decode it back to some shit that's going on in Chicago. So it's just like it's so no matter what
you know what it is? He's just super relevant right now.
Absolutely.
He's super duper relevant.
He is.
So he's in the mix. He has too much shit.
He has a lot of eyes on him.
Yeah, he had too much shit going on.
So I have a lot of eyes on him.
So how y'all feel about Quentin Ray shaking that little ass everywhere?
Bitch, don't record us. Keep it doing what you're doing. Keep shaking it, little. Keep shaking it, little mama.
That's what I said. Keep shaking that collarbone. How they feel about Corleone?
Keep doing it, the corniest that ever was.
You gonna have a segment called Bornyard.
Bon John Denham instead of Sean John Bon John.
Funny as hell.
You like Long Johns?
Shit.
It's summertime. Why you on Long Johns?
It's cold outside. I need to get a bundle up.
I know y'all.
Stream that. All streaming platforms. All the vibes.
All of them.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, KF, what? What albums you got out? What you been doing, man?
I got out two EPs right now. I got the Bars EP with me and my boy Game Over, and I got the Diversity out. And then I'm working on another one called the title, The Confident One. It was originally supposed to be 6 tracks, but I think I wanted to turn it into 10 tracks to just, you know what I mean, spread it out and make it almost like a mini album. You know what I'm
saying? That's a fact. Let's spread that out. For real.
I be trying to be organic with my shit like that. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like a lot of songs that I do my songs 3 times, 4 times, because I feel like I'm trying to perfect my sound. Like, I don't really want to sound just like everybody else. Like, and then that's one of the main things why I don't put music, like, out right away. Because a lot of shit I put out before, in retrospect, I look back like, damn, maybe I could have did that shit one more time. Or maybe I could have fixed this instead of fixing that. But from listening
artist,
to,
you know what I mean?
The word is meticulous,
right? Yeah, nah, for sure. For real. It's mainly from listening to like certain levels of production on certain albums. It's right. Like when you listen to certain levels of production and you know how you could sound,
right. And, as opposed to
what right,
you really right. Hit that bar.
It's like each project I do, I wanted to sound sonically different than the last.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So you can see
the evolution
and everything. Because my taste in music also changes, like from my samples. From like just being like regular like hood classics to like really going in my bag and like studying samples. Like I've been studying samples for like a year, like literally like going looking up all my favorite songs and looking at the origins of them and just like not even listening to those songs, listening to the albums of, you know what I'm saying, like the people that Kanye was sampling,
right.
Dre was sampling, like all these classic albums that our parents grew up listening to, that we grew up hearing these songs. And like, yo,
you follow the source
content. You find this from this here, bro.
You follow the source content.
That shit is something else. You gotta really follow the history of music.
That shit is something else. When you find your ear, bro, it's something else, bro.
I'm not gonna
like right now, I got a fucking bucket of fucking 45s.
Right.
I'm about to motherfucking get me a record player, and I'm about to go through all of them shit.
Right.
Well, they saw a record player that Target for like $59 right
there. They got this shit. I don't know if y'all ever seen it. It's on YouTube.
They got one of those shits that you just put on the fucking record and it goes around.
It's called Rhythm Roulette. It's like where they take certain producers and they go to like a record store and they blindfold
them. Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen
three records. And of those 3 records, they got to make like some beats.
Yeah, we made a killer beat.
That's awesome.
Yo, like speaking of recording and producing and everything, we are recording in a new studio, y'all.
Yeah, we're.
If y'all hear it and it might sound different, because we're in a new studio.
Yep, this is Area 41. I'm sorry. Area 51.
Carry on, brother.
Area
introduce the studio.
It's Area 51, you know what I mean? On behalf of myself. This is my new shindig, my new spot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, be on the lookout for Grindstein Entertainment, Grindstein Music Management Company, GMC.
Grindstein Management?
GMC.
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 They ain't selling vitamins. Better not bring your kids.
I'll bring my kids, but they eat it.
They working, man.
I'm talking about my nuts.
What?
What?
You always gotta say some wow.
The Barnyard.
Born
DeMarco.
That nigga said knowledge
born. Hey, yo, I was about to say knowledge born. That's the science. Terrible.
The Barny identity.
Boom, boom, boom. That's what he said.
Hey, yo, born to be Jones.
Yo, get it together, Silk the Shop.
Barnacle Boy.
Silk the Shop.
Shirt Bay Man and Barnacle Boy.
Shirt Bay Man.
We gotta change the subject to about some ludicrous shit, bro.
You ain't seen it by Venus and Serena.
Oh.
And you're like. You're the tennis ball.
King Fitchin. King Fitchin. Like Jeffrey when he said, Cannon! Cannon!
Encore! Encore!
Bali and Thunder!
Like a cool ass
cab driver waiting to happen.
Nah, just for your fan, motherfuckers.
I ain't get a chance to really talk about that.
It's not fair.
If y'all didn't get a chance to, yo, I low key been listening to that Joey Badass album since it came out.
Oh yes,
The 2000 joint is fire. I mean, I feel like it was definitely a good follow up to 1999, even though it was, I think it was a 10-year, like basically a 10-year tribute to 99, so that's why he did the 2000. Mm. And got some dope samples on there. It's just a dope vibe, you know what I'm saying? And I also feel like he's killing it as unique on Raising Canaan.
Word. Yeah, he's like, killing it. Bro, like, he's killing that motherfucking role,
I really
want to
see, I really want to see his role develop another season.
Because for me seeing him fucking evolve from being a fucking underground rapper. Cause I heard about fucking Joey Badass right around the same time I heard about fucking ASAP Rocky.
Facts.
You feel me? So they came out the motherfucking city, out the motherfucking whatever bucket that they were stirring up over in New York and was trying to pull new artists out of that bucket.
Them too,
those was in this promo. You know what I mean?
I feel like Joey was kind of
fucking evolved. And Joey Badass, he took it from not just focused on fucking rap career,
right,
but he took it somewhere else. Like a lot of fucking great artists do, they fucking go from rapping to acting.
Yeah.
Once they go to acting, it's either on fucking TV or movies.
Like Ludacris.
He ain't got to touch the motherfucker.
He don't at all.
He don't got to do nothing else at that.
That's a fact.
He's a part of the whole franchise. Even without him doing that, he's still doing other shit, like movies or whatever. So
I think he's making business moves.
I swear to God,
me being motherfucking seeing how motherfuckers evolve, I motherfucking see a lot of different artists making like great investments, bro.
Yeah.
Like to see Jay-Z motherfucking go from rapping about selling crack when he was actually selling crack, and then motherfucking seeing him blow up and be the biggest artist, then turn around and be like, oh yeah, the biggest artist married the female biggest artist, and now this nigga's a fucking billionaire. And he got my fucking fucking line of billionaires behind him. That shit's crazy.
Word. So what's y'all final thoughts and comments on the DJ Khaled album, man?
Final thoughts. Khaled did a Khaled album.
Yeah, basically.
I don't really give it like a whole word.
Khaled did a Khaled album. He finished strong. I like the motherfucking the last, I say maybe 3-4 songs. What is that? That Juice WRLD did.
Yeah. The Jada Kiss.
Right. And that last shit, Grateful. Yeah. That Grateful? Bruh.
I can't
wait. They're gonna play that at church.
I can't
wait. Somebody's gonna play that at a graduation. They're gonna play that shit at all types of
moments. That's his whole thing. So I'm like,
that's what he wanted to do.
His whole thing is to get into every avenue as possible. So even if you take one song from his album and play it on a fucking movie.
The crazy part about it is, this nigga motherfucking did this shit. He didn't even have to do much. All he had to do was pick out, these are the songs from artists that I've recorded. These are throwaway songs. These motherfuckers come and record these songs with me. And I have motherfucking thousands of them.
I got a whole drive.
Cause I'm Khaled, and every time you step in the studio with me, I'm like, yo, I got something.
Right.
You're gonna love it. This is the one.
Well,
another one. We're gonna keep making. I can't give
a final because I only heard 4 songs out of it. But I just think it was great that Dr. Dre, Eminem, Kanye West can all do a collaboration together. I think that was dope. I think hip hop needed that.
Who was that?
Kanye and Eminem.
Yeah. On Cash Cash Shop.
Yeah, it's right after the track with
Speaking of that nigga, this nigga fucking Game was coming straight at
him. Oh, Black Swiss Baby?
He was basically like poking the fucking bear.
He
be poking the bear, bro.
Wait.
Trying to make pause. But he, you know what I mean?
You ain't had to take pause. You ain't had to take pause. But
anyway,
you got what I'm saying?
He was motherfucking trying to, you know what I mean?
Antagonize him.
To get into the fucking game. Yeah.
If I'm being
get
honest,
right, get right.
If I'm being honest,
you went from being motherfucking rap god to a nigga that nobody wants to hear.
Bro, can I be honest, bro? Can I be honest?
Like, I want to be honest.
Yeah, Kamikaze was angry.
Who's looking for the Eminem verse right now?
I don't care.
It depends on
who's looking for the Eminem feature.
It depends on who the song with.
Who's looking for the Eminem feature?
Are you looking for Eminem feature?
It depends.
Crickets.
It depends
nigga.
On
what you're
saying.
Okay.
Yeah or no?
Hold on.
Can I be honest?
Unanimous. We give Eminem a handicap for being a white motherfucking
African. Nah.
Very
white. It's not.
No.
Wait. If we don't give him a handicap for being a white person, we give him a handicap. He don't have a handicap. It's the fact
that's
it's the fact that he's a good rapper.
He can rap good. But let's keep it a buck. Out of all the D12, who was the best rapper?
Proof.
Exactly. Thank you.
He had some motherfuckers.
So.
I'll be honest with you, I like Royce the 5'9 more than like.
Royce the 5'9 was a better rapper.
Royce the 5'9 was way better.
Look at the evolution of Eminem. He came out.
You gotta realize it was a commercial.
And it was
all his albums was commercials.
No, he called it. He called it. He's Raps Elvis. He's really Raps Elvis. He called that. Remember Without Me?
Well, guys.
He's talking about
white people use Eminem to call him the best rapper that ever was.
I feel like if niggas really want to be in a conversation and have a debate right now, I feel like the only way to say that again.
Like, white people use Eminem as the Elvis of rap to prove that they run a black made thing. Like rap is something made by black people. If a white motherfucker is the best motherfucker in rap,
if he's labeled as one of the best,
think about that.
It's not even him being the best. It's just that they just want to be a part in a big way.
They want him to be labeled as the top. And he really called that. And without me in the Eminem show, he called himself Elvis of rap. He called that.
Great right.
I honestly feel like the only thing that's going to really the conversation that niggas don't want to have. Honestly,
is Jay-Z and Eminem?
Jay-Z and Eminem got to do a track, like basically how he did Renegade.
He won't do it again.
Where they both in it.
They're not gonna cook each other on the track.
Because you know Jay make a point of cooking those people on the track that he wouldn't.
I mean, if we being honest, he won't.
That's gonna be like the most Eminem track.
Jay will wash that nigga right now. As far as
my, I honestly
yeah, right
think,
now,
but you know what? You know so what?
It depends on when he try to come on.
Renegade,
so right.
Right.
You're right. You're right.
So look,
Jay motherfucker, his rhymes, his features, whatever, are deliberately motherfucking sculpted to be like, all right, boom, I'm gonna make a statement with this one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, you know what I mean?
Right.
But
might
they
be
say,
off the top or whatever, but
they can say,
whatever's on his mind.
With Meek, I got him out of a whole sense. Like,
yeah, I got that.
I got him out of that.
Like,
yeah. Hov did.
He said, how many billionaires came out of my house?
Two.
No, he said three.
No, nigga.
He said
two.
Four of you count the rock.
Yes. Yeah. Ye was gonna be a billionaire.
Nigga,
like Ye.
Ye?
Ye was no. Ye was gonna be a billionaire without.
He needed. He said, "Motherfucker, who was that?
LeBron."
He needed the rock.
He didn't need the rock. First of all, Jay-Z didn't want that nigga rapping. Let's call that.
Okay.
Because he was up with.
Back up.
First of all, he's not rapping without Dame Dash. Without Dame Dash and Cameron encouraging Kanye to rap, Kanye's not rapping.
It was encouraging him to rap.
Motherfucker, if it was up to Jay-Z, he'd be in a basement like
like the basement of the studio.
So, folks,
making beats, motherfucker.
So,
like,
folks,
that's a fact.
So, we're gonna be here same time next week, guys.
Same time,
maybe
same
a little place. Bit earlier depending on the situation. Check this out. We said we're doing an hour. That was an hour. So that pretty much about wraps this up. This is Chestnut Checkers. I'm Chris, not Christopher.
Brisket
Bill.
AKA Currency on
come
my
on,
chest.
Land Cop. It's 3 minutes.
You already know what it is. Yo, we ain't even want to introduce ourselves at the beginning. God damn. Here we go, an outro. Yo, it's Hov. Holla, Hov.
AC.
Jesus.
J, the best 201.
Cool. Casanova Confidence, AKA the Confident One. Motherfucker is Chris, aka Lamb Chop, aka however you want to slice it.
Brisket.
AKA pack that shit up, be on the road.
AKA my shirt is big.
Hey. I use that shit to iron my other stuff.
The sky is the limit, you know.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.